This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God's given us a new season. The environment's going to be new, and we are new. Our message is new. Our mentality is new. I'm not thinking old thoughts. Come on, you got to catch this stuff. See, Revelation, you got to catch. You can't fall back into old thinking. See, that's why you can't be afraid. That's what Judah means. He shall be praised. Why? Because he's fearless. My son, we were just talking to one of the players that he's training, and one of the things he had been talking to him, and I just came out, it was in my spirit. I came over and I said, listen, don't ever be afraid to fail. You're not doing something that you know you are doing because you're afraid to fail. I said, don't ever be afraid to fail. I'd much rather fail doing it or trying it than fail not doing it. Hello? See, when Judah's on you, you don't fear stuff. You don't fear failure. See, that's a form fear takes. Some people fear success. They back off of stuff because success is knocking at the door, and success is going to require you to be much more accountable and much more responsible, but God has to make and fashion you for that. And it's through that word of destiny. If you'll hold on to that, you'll keep on the pathway, and God will instruct you with wisdom on how to be successful and retain success. See, a strong man retains riches. But somebody that ain't strong and ain't wise, they lose everything right away. Sometimes it takes some strength to say no to certain things. Amen. And to stay on the path. Amen. Tell somebody, God's given us a new season. See, if Egypt is still in your heart, Egypt's going to draw you away. Tell somebody, Canaan is in my heart. Let me give you another example of the Daba word, the word of destiny. Joshua. This is what we looked at Wednesday night. Someone get that CD, please. Not for the sale, but for your spiritual well-being, for your spiritual health. It will help you. Joshua, when he fought with Amalek, God told Joshua, or God told Moses in Exodus 17, write these things in a book for a memorial. And rehearse them in Joshua's ear. And it has everything to do with Joshua chapter 1. But he told Moses to write these things. How this battle took place. What happened in this battle. Write it in a book and rehearse it in Joshua's ear so that he would never forget this. See, when he said that, he wasn't talking about this book of the law. He wasn't talking about the Ten Commandments. He wasn't talking about even the written words that were written, all the laws to Israel. He was talking about what he told Moses to write concerning how they won that battle. They won that battle by Moses going up on top of the mountain and worshiping or holding the rod, his authority, yielding his authority to God. And Aaron and Hur held him up, held his arms up. While they did that, Joshua was winning the battle. When he got tired and brought it down, Joshua started losing the battle. He said, Moses, write this in a book as a memorial. I don't want Joshua to forget this because this is how I'm going to lead Joshua. This is his primary assignment. This is how he will conquer Canaan. Now, how is that? Joshua had to integrate worship. Hello? Let's take a look. Do I turn this in Bible? But in Joshua chapter 5, when Joshua, when they crossed over the promise, when they crossed over Jordan into the promised land, One night, Joshua heard a stirring out by the wall of Jericho. Got up, got out with his sword to see who it was. It was that angel that Jacob had wrestled with. I don't know if it's the same word. Joshua said, are you for us or against us? Or for our adversaries? He said, nay, as captain of the host of the Lord am I come. Here, look, here's where it started. When they fought Amalek in 17th of Exodus, God said, write it in the book. So Joshua would understand his call is going to be integrated with worship. That angel told him at the wall of Jericho, he said, loose your shoes from off your feet. For the ground on which you stand is holy. Joshua loosed his shoes and began to worship. You see, that was how God called him. That was his primary assignment. That was what was going to get him the conquest of Canaan. If you understand, even when they went up against the walls of Jericho, the instruction was for them to do devotions around the wall 6 days. Amen. They might have been singing Amazing Grace. I don't know if it was written back then, but they were singing something. They were singing some songs to the Lord and worshiping, devoting themselves to God for 6 days. Seventh day, I'm sorry, on for 6 days they were doing nothing. They were saying nothing. Forgive me. They were saying nothing. On the seventh day, they walked around in devotion, lifting up their voice. Walls came down. Do you follow me? He was dealing with Joshua concerning devotion, not strength of his arm, not his skill level. When you integrate your devotion with your warfare, I'm going to fight your battle. That was his primary assignment. We looked at Paul. Paul had a primary assignment when he went to Philippi for 3 days. Now, anybody walking in the power that Paul walked in, you ain't going to suffer somebody for 3 days to be messing up your services. But this woman of divination, these are men of the Most High God that show unto us the way of salvation. These are men of the Lord, interrupting the services and stuff. But for 3 days, Paul didn't do anything because he had a primary assignment. He wasn't just casting out devils because he could cast out devils. No, he was on a primary assignment to Philippi. But on the third day, he waited until there was a stirring on the inside. See, a lot of us don't wait for that. We just go to fighting fights. They don't belong to us. We get beat up. Then we get mad at God because we got slapped upside the head and arm broke and stuff. And God, let me get. No, God ain't let you do. You were fighting a fight that didn't belong to you. Paul knew once he hit that spirit, all hell was about to break loose. He left it alone. It wasn't his primary assignment. How much of us are involved in stuff ain't even our primary assignment? We stay with your primary assignment. Finally, when God stirred, he said, come out of her. That spirit came out right away. Then the uproar. And look at this. They were thrown in prison. They were beaten, thrown in prison. That was about 5 o'clock in the evening. They were thrown into the prison. Paul and Silas didn't say a word until midnight. And you know why? Paul was a man under an assignment. Like Jesus, he would hardly even speak unless he was moved by the Holy Ghost to say things. He waited again for that stirring. Come on, somebody. He waited until he knew it was time, and they began to pray at midnight and sing. And guess what? God answered right away. They could have started at 5 and ain't nothing happening. See, we're talking about people that understand their primary assignment, how God deals with them, and how to wait upon God, and how to be effective with stuff and be accurate. See, wisdom will make you accurate. When they prayed and sang, God shook the place, opened up every prison, set them free, saved the jailer who became the pastor of the church there, saved his family, released Paul and them, and they went on their journey. But it was in God's time. See, you have to know when there's a new kairos of God, where what has to happen will happen. Paul knew, we don't go out like this. Matter of fact, he was so sensitive to the Spirit, he knew when his time came, he said, I finished my course. I fought a good fight. Huh? I've kept the faith. I'm ready now. God has shown me I'm ready to be offered. I won't be with you long. Paul knew that. But he also knew when to move and when not to move, because when you move in God, things happen. Tell somebody, my new season is coming with great abundance. We started out, or the Israelites and the church, you initially started out with a slave mentality. because you were coming out of Egypt and God hadn't gotten Egypt out of you yet. Say amen. But now we don't have a slave mentality. We have a conquering mentality because we've crossed over now, and now we are entering into the dimensions of conquest. How we conquer. What is required of us to conquer now. Tell somebody you need wisdom. You need the wisdom of God to move when God wants you to move. To know like Issachar. And that's what this whole theme of this anniversary is about. The Issachar understood times. To know what Israel ought to do. Amen? See, all through the wilderness. Now, in Egypt, you had a slave mentality. In the wilderness, you had a survival mentality. I'm here to tell you this morning, that survival mentality is being broken to smithereens, to pieces. No more just getting by, just making it, just holding in there till Jesus come, trying to make it on broken pieces. It ain't what I want, but it ain't bad as it used to be. You know how that song goes? Come on, we're free from that survival mentality. It's time now to enter into your abundance. This Kairos, this change, this season that we're coming into is a season of abundance. You may not see it with your natural eyes, but I'm here to declare it to you by the Spirit of God. It's an abundant season, a season of more than enough, a season of exceeding abundantly. Help me, Jesus. I wish the praises hadn't gone home. Tell somebody, I'm conquering. The difference between Egypt and the Promised Land is that Egypt was consumer. Promised Land is conquering. You initiate stuff. You go forth to conquer. Amen? Ask the person beside you, has your spirit entered into this new season? Come on, tell them the old is past. Tell them it's dead. Tell them my past is over. I'm telling you, in this Kairos, God is going to rise and all your enemies are going to be scattered. Come on, God, tell somebody, God's going to do it. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to try to scheme it out. You just stay connected to heaven. God's going to scatter your enemies. The enemy come in at you one way and scatter seven different ways. Amen. The Lord says in Isaiah, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. All they that gather together against you shall be made ashamed and confounded. You ready for God to make your enemy shame?
We are continuing in Seven Dimensions of Conquest, Part 2. Knowing a new Kairos of God. The new Kairos brings a new grace, a fresh grace, and an increase in grace that will cause you to enter into what God has for you. James 4 and 6 declares, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. The old grace is not sufficient for today. We are embarking upon a new season and a new territory. God has brought you out of Egypt, and now he is getting the Egypt out of you. It's imperative for the body to stay properly connected to the head. God is giving a new season and a fresh word in this season. Know that God is with you, and as he was with Joshua, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. When you integrate devotion and worship into your primary assignment, God will fight your battles. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.